Chickaloon tribal elder and clan grandmother Catherine Wade passed away last Sunday. She was 86. Catherine was born at Old Man Lake near Chickaloon, and she and her late husband raised their family on 40 acres of land near Moose Creek in the Matsu Valley. Chickaloon Tribal Chief Gary Harrison says she was an important figure in Native and non-Native communities. She encompassed the finer points of an important elder, equal parts cultural icon and political activist.
She was the one who revitalized our language, our culture. She started our school. And she backed us up on our sovereignty. She went to jail with us when we went for fishing rights.
Wade was the last natural fluent speaker of the regional Chickaloon dialect of Atna Athabascan, learning it from her grandparents. She started the Yani Da'a School to help perpetuate the culture, and Chief Harrison's son Daniel is one of the younger generation of Chickaloon members who now speaks the language well. Granddaughter Lisa Wade says her grandmother Katie taught her some of her earliest and most important life lessons.
Whatever difficulties that I went through, I knew that I could draw on some strength that she gave me. And I think she did that for not only just her family, but I think she tried to do that for her entire tribe. She was someone that people would go to for advice. She could just wrap you up in a big grandma hug and make you feel better.
Wade hosted Memorial Day powwows on her lawn for the past 14 years. She is survived by numerous children, grand and great-grandchildren. A visitation will be held at Kell's Mortuary in Palmer from 2:30 to 5 p.m. on Saturday. A potlatch will be held at the Yani Da'a School on Sunday, beginning at 4 p.m.